This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into this absolutely fantastic Friday, September 6, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Got a great one lined up for you. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you'd like to make a comment into the show, greatly appreciate that. Also, new sound cards are coming today. They'll be installed here at the home studio as well as the transmitter site on Saturday. So Simple Radio and the website for the radio station, WCHY.us, hopefully we'll have much better sound after Saturday afternoon. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. One of the things very interesting is this battle, continued legal battle going on in court with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Jocelyn Benson. She, our Secretary of State, wants to keep Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on the ballot here in the state of Michigan. Well, he suspended his campaign. He's no longer running for president. He's fully dropped out and has fully endorsed Donald Trump. Any of his supporters, he's sent them emails. He's put things out on social media, on his campaign website. Don't vote for me. Vote for Donald Trump. Again, Jocelyn Benson wants Kennedy on the ballot because those uninformed voters, many who still have Robert F. Kennedy Jr. signs in their front yards, I saw a couple of them the other day over in Bel Air, Bel Air, Michigan, here in Antrim County. They still have a sign up. Now, are these people going to vote for Kennedy and completely waste their vote for president? Well, that's what Jocelyn Benson is hoping. One of the things you have to understand, folks, not everybody listens to the show. Not everybody listens to the podcast on demand anytime. Not everyone knows what we talk about. So we must become storytellers when we go outside of our environment, our space. Whether that's home, your business, whatever, you need to make sure you talk to people. Vote straight Republican. No third parties, no write-ins, no games. No games at all. Because this is basically a game going on right now in the state of Michigan between Jocelyn Benson and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. You may have heard at the top of the hour news, he's appealing the lower court's decision. He filed those papers yesterday, simply stating, I'm no longer running for president. I don't care about the Natural Law Party nomination here in Michigan. I'm not running for president. I have suspended my campaign. I'm not interested in people voting for me. But Jocelyn Benson, wanting the political strategy in place, because if he's on the ballot, that hurts Donald Trump's votes here in Michigan. They tried to keep him off the ballot in 10 states when he was running as a Democrat. Then he changed parties and ran as an independent. They still tried to keep him off the ballot. It wasn't until he came out and endorsed Donald Trump do they now want him on the ballot. They need him on the ballot in order for Harris to win Michigan. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. So let that feeling grab you
deep. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. You just heard during the commercial break the My Pure Health Solutions commercial, truckerrandyhealth.com. Missy has created a Labor Day sale that she's extending until September 13th. You've got until next Friday to take advantage of $450 off a personalized, customized plan just for you. She'll scan your body. She will absolutely create a program just for you, put you in the fat burn. 40-day program, $450 off. Guys, you're down 30 to 50 pounds, almost guaranteed. Women, probably down 20 to 30. So text me, Missy, and I'll send you all the information. It's going until next Friday, and then it's over. One of the posts I saw this morning, it was kind of interesting, because as we look at different stories out there, heading into this election, folks, you need to ask this question. Who's running the country? We in Michigan would really like to know, because we're dying out here. This comes to us from Charlie LaDuff, investigative reporter, long time on with Fox in Detroit. Tells it like it is. Listen to this. I saw an African family on the corner of 8 Mile Road and Van Dyke. Now, that's right on the border, folks, between Detroit and Warren, Michigan. That 8 Mile Road is the border. I saw the black family on the corner of 8 Mile and Van Dyke selling used shoes from plastic bags and selling clothes, used clothes, from rolled up bags. The Warren cops ran them off and they crossed over 8 Mile into Detroit. A white junkie on a bicycle stopped and took a pair of the boots the family had left behind on the ground when the cops chased them out. The VFW Hall, Veterans of Foreign Wars, the hall was torn down after it was purchased by the UAW, who built a union hall in its place. I like the old VFW Hall. I had gone in there and had beers with many veterans over the years. It had Merle Haggard and Snoop Dogg on the jukebox. Well, the Thursday before Labor Day, not a soul was at the new UAW Hall. Nobody there. Despite the fact that 2,500 auto workers at the Ram plant Dodge truck, that's at 9 and Mound, will be out on their asses next month. Add that 700 software designers up at the GM Tech Center, that's at 12 Mile and Mound Van Dyke, were shown the door yesterday. White collar, blue collar, pretty soon no collar. The city of Warren is screwed. The Alibi Bar near the plant. Now, I know this plant very well, and I know the restaurant, the Alibi, because I used to work at Dodge Truck. Before I went to Michigan State, I worked on the assembly line in the header house. Back in the day, we were producing pickup trucks and those half vans that were sent down to Indiana to be turned into RVs. Dodge Truck at the time was providing them white half vans, I call them. They had the entire body of the truck all put together, except they chopped off the back half of the van. They left that off and shipped those down to Indiana, where they put the basically the pickup truck type campers on the vans. After work, I would go to the Alibi Bar. They had great fish and chips and dollar bills if you were an auto worker. $1 for a beer if you're an auto worker. Well, during lunchtime, they were doing a brisk business until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, it won't be like that after Thanksgiving. These auto workers being laid off in the heart of manufacturing. Ram trucks. 2,500 auto workers gone starting next month in October. An auto worker told me his teeth were bad because he'd rather put his copays towards his kids' medical deductibles under the new union negotiated contracts. His teeth looked like a ruined fence. The latest contract was good, but not that good. It's not preventing layoffs, even after we, the taxpayers, have given companies billions of dollars, i.e. General Motors. Also, there's an old cinder block housing complex that was built for workers during World War II. People are still living in them. The row of houses look remarkably similar to sharecropper shacks that were down on the plantations down south. These people are living there. Why? Because they can't afford to go anywhere else. The trailer park that the rapper Eminem allegedly grew up in is on 8 Mile on the other side of the plant. You see, Dodge truck runs from 8 Mile all the way to 9 Mile from Mound Road over to Van Dyke. He didn't live in this trailer park. It's a fairy tale. It's a story he made up about a song he wanted to write. However, the park is real. And even though it's been condemned years ago, a few pale ghosts live among the blown out windows and open sewer lines. Along 8 Mile Road, someone tried to outrun a cop with their vehicle. They hit a curb, sheared a tire, and broke the linkage off the wheel. The car landed on its remaining three tires, and the driver was immediately arrested. Well, I expect the driver to be released shortly. Why? There's no room at the inn. The jails are crowded, and they have no place for him. After investigating and finding out why he was running away from the cop, he thought he had a warrant outstanding for his arrest. Come to find out, the prosecutor of those criminal charges, they dropped the case. Why? Because prosecutors are not prosecuting anybody. That's the truth in America. What acknowledgement do we get from the political class? Well, now that they want something, they want our vote on November 5th, you have to look at what is totally clear to what they've done to you. The mood of the country. Look at it. Apparently, Kamala Harris worked at a McDonald's somewhere in Mississippi, judging by her accent. When she talks about working at McDonald's, I don't believe she did. J.D. Vance is from Appalachia, which is apparently a suburb of Cincinnati, Ohio. Apparently, Gretchen Whitmer, the poor little rich girl, is from 8 Mile Road. Stop with the bullshit, says Charlie LaDuff. The bottom line is the power class is desperate. They're devoid of answers in the time of populism. We don't need you to be like us. We need you to do right by us. So why won't you? See, everybody is trying to appeal to the working class. Watching Tiger baseball last night, I don't know if you heard about it. Bottom of the ninth, the San Diego Padres tried to come back. Why? Because in the top of the ninth inning, Parker Meadows, the young center fielder, was able to hit a grand slam off of a closer that was pitching 100 to 102 miles per hour. Top of the ninth, bases loaded. He had struck out Kerry Carpenter, home run hitter. He had an opportunity to come to play, bases loaded. The count was 3-2, and the guy threw a 102-mile-an-hour fastball on the outside edge of the plate. Parker swung, made contact. The ball went over the left field fence. The Tigers won because the closer came in, Holton, and shut him down 1-2-3. The Tigers won 4-3. Great game. Great excitement. Today they're starting out in Oakland against the A's, making a run for the last wild card spot to make it into the playoffs. During that Tiger baseball game, almost every commercial break was a pro Kamala Harris ad talking about the working class, talking about giving opportunity for everyone, talking about Donald Trump's taxes that he plans to impose on working families that will cost each family $3,900 a year. Total BS. Yep, that's what I'm calling it, Kamala, BS. Bald face lie. But yet those ads are running. Together we win. Working class tax breaks. Well, Donald Trump wants to give tax breaks to big billionaire corporations. I'm going to give you tax cuts for the working class people. While workers, auto workers in southeastern Michigan are getting laid off, she's out appealing to the union voters. And this is just the beginning, folks. Why is Dodge Trucks, Dodge Ram Trucks, laying off 2,500 workers at the Dodge truck plant that I worked at? Because they can't compete against Government Motors, GM, and Ford. They're done. God only knows what's going to happen to that plant that's been there, folks, since World War II. Since the 1930s, I believe, is when the plant was built. Absolutely amazing. But you're supposed to vote for it. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.